What's up, Coach Coop listeners? I want to share with you about our awesome friends over at Nemus Rush Wealth Management over Raymond James & Associates. Their team takes a long-term approach to financial planning and investment management, carefully coordinating all the pieces, both professional and personal, that are central to your ultimate financial success. They handle the business of managing your wealth, leaving you free to enjoy the business of living it. Call the team, located in Novi, Michigan, to speak with a financial advisor at 248-449-5436. Raymond James & Associates is a member of the New York Stock Exchange and SIPC. Again, the number is 248-449-5436. Call today and tell them Coach Coop sent you. Make it a great one, y'all. Hey, Coach Coop listeners. Are you tired of biased news and negative headlines flooding your inbox and feed? The Donut is a free daily email newsletter that provides just the facts and a 360-degree view of the day's major headlines. The Donut was born out of a desire to disrupt the news industry and provide frustrated consumers with a solution to news anxiety. Each newsletter includes a circular view of a trending influential topic and a fact-only and opinion-free synopsis of major events in politics, current events, business, technology, and the economy. And the sweetest section? A daily dose of positive stories that remind us the world is still full of good. So what are you waiting for? Get your sweet daily delivery starting now. Visit thedonut.co/coachcoob to subscribe. That's thedonut, thedonut.co/coachcoob. thedonut.co/coachcoob to subscribe. Go and subscribe today, and you will not regret it. Make it a great one, y'all. Words like motivation, passion, and work ethic are used often in our society today. It seems as if the more we hear these terms, the more cliche they become. Parents, coaches, or even our own minds are constantly telling us that we need to find our passions, figure out how to get motivated, and do more so we can establish a solid work ethic for ourselves. But sometimes, no matter how hard we try or where we look to obtain these things, nothing seems to work, and we are left with the feeling that maybe we aren't cut out for something truly substantial to go after or fight to find. Now, no matter where we look in the world's history, an infinite amount of problems have and are waiting to be solved. Whether it was Thomas Edison and the light bulb, Bill Gates and Microsoft, or the team at Google with the objective of providing worldwide information to all. Among the plentiful skills that these people held that helped them achieve these feats, the overarching commonality amongst them was that they were totally enamored with solving the problem at hand. Now, while this idea sounds good on paper, it is much more difficult to take on that perspective and execute it in our endeavors. With most everything in our lives, our minds become easily fascinated with the result of whatever we are trying to accomplish, while the problem-solving process of actually obtaining that result falters. So, if we are naturally wired to desire the result over the process, then how do we go about learning to obsess over the problem and the necessary journey of solving it? My offering to us today is twofold. Number one, rather than thinking solely about the final result, couple that thought with the reality of the ups and downs of the process as well. No matter what meaningful task we choose to tackle in our lives, highs and lows are absolutely inevitable. Simply taking the time to confront the reality of this and making it known in our conscious mind, we are already setting ourselves up for a much better chance at success. And number two, be real with your abilities as well as your passions. Many people lack in one or both of these entities, which is almost always going to end poorly at the end of the day. However, if we can identify what we are good at doing and combine those strengths with something that we have a passion for, then the chances of us withstanding the storms of the problem-solving process will certainly be in our favor. As we embark on this week, y'all, I challenge us to take some time, be honest with ourselves, and seek to recognize where our strengths and our passions lie. we may find the answers immediately, or it may take longer. But we must ask ourselves these questions if we wish to find more fulfillment and purpose in our lives. Make it a great week, y'all. God bless you all. Coach Coop.